This recording, California 10, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for her name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. She warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much. But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Yeah, 2, 3. I had a cat, then we got rid of the cat, and then we got a dog, and then we got another dog. One time our dog, he was really old, and he didn't really like our neighbor, and our neighbor didn't like him. And like a week before he died, he went and pooped on their porch. Well, one of them was like really old, and the other one was really young. So the young one always wanted to play, but the old one was just old, so he didn't want to play. But they got along. I broke my arm snowboarding, but it was like a quarter into like the mountain, so I had to ride like 3/4 with a broken arm, and then I fell a couple more times. Yeah, and I just walked it, and then I went to the lodge, laid down, and someone came up and asked if I was okay, and then I went to the hospital. We used to pretend our house was a boat, and then like the yard was the ocean, so and we had a deck in like our back, so we thought that was like the deck of the ship. And we were battling other ships. It was pretty cool. We played a lot of game. Not me and my like youngest brother. He's 11 years younger. So we don't, I don't know, we just play basketball. I have one that's 3 years younger and then one that's 11 years younger. He likes to climb trees. He is very hyper. Very into rock climbing now and all the parkour and the Ninja Warrior TV show. He's obsessed with that show. I think he's gonna try to be on it. I always got blamed for not doing the dishes when it was my brother's turn to do the dishes. So we always got in arguments about that. I had a dream I was in Jurassic Park, and I've had it like 5 times, and then I'll see like the velociraptors, then we'll go in the house, then a T-Rex is coming, and then I wake up. And I know when I'm in the dream too, and then I just wake up. It's weird. I only have one, and he's pretty good. He goes to bed at 9, though, so it's kind of weird. They met at a restaurant. My dad was the head chef, and she was a busser. She was a busser. And then I know she went to Hawaii, and then he moved to Hawaii after, like a year later. He doesn't say why. She thinks he followed him, but I don't know. I know my littlest brother, or not my littlest, the brother that was 3 years younger than me hated the cat, so I think that's why we got rid of it and gave it to my grandpa. So we still saw him, but didn't live with us.